Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny. May I start by having your zip code so I can pull up your account?
53965.
And that was 53965?
Yes. Well, I'm calling because I want to know who this is or what I'm paying for, because I'm getting money taken out of my account and I don't even know what for.
Okay, I'll have to get the account pulled up first. We are a third-party call center that deals with a variety of online vendors. So I'll have to get the account pulled up first.
Excuse me?
Okay, so we are a third-party call center that deals with a variety of online vendors. I will have to get your account pulled up first to see what it is that you have with us.
Okay.
I have your first and last name.
Phyllis, P-H-I-L-L-I-S. Werning, W-E-R-N-I-N-G.
And will you verify your shipping address for me?
460 Pioneer Drive, unit number 1, Wisconsin Dells, Wisconsin.
Okay, I do see here you have this kitchen with us.
No, what with you?
Okay, so basically you pay the $7.95. They shipped it out to you as a gift for joining the factory direct savings store. And within 48 hours, they billed you for that membership.
Where did I get shipped?
Okay, let's see. May 4th is when the order was placed.
And what was it?
It's for a kitchen, the kitchen mixer.
And so after that, I had to pay for something?
Okay, so basically they shipped it out to you as a gift for joining the factory direct savings store. And within 48 hours, they billed you for that membership.
Okay, because it didn't say nothing about joining a membership. So I did not agree to that.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So that's basically what you're being billed for. They shipped it out to you as a gift for joining the factory direct savings store.
Because at first it was not $7.95, it was like $2. And since they got billed for $7.95 from somebody, which didn't even say who it was to or what it was for, and then now I'm getting billed for $50-something for something that I did not agree to.
Okay, so basically it's for the online factory direct savings store.
Well, I understood that, but I did not sign no membership or join no membership.
Okay, so are you saying that you never placed this order, or are you saying that you didn't know that you were going to end up in a membership?
I did not know I was going to end up in a membership. I read everything and did not say anything about that. Hello.
Can you hear me, ma'am?
Yeah, I know.
Hello, okay. Can you? Okay, just hold one moment. Okay, what I can do for you, I can get that account canceled. Hello?
Yeah, I hear you.
I can get that account canceled for you.
Okay.
And I have confirmation for you to write down.
Oh, just a minute. And what do I need this number for?
It's confirmation verifying that your account has been canceled.
Okay, and then I'm going to be reimbursed?
Now what I can do for you, I can offer you a 35% refund.
Well, no, because then I'll just consider it fraud on my account because it was that no permission was given to take money out.
Well, I can offer you a 50% refund.
Well, I need 100% back, otherwise I'm going against fraud because I gave no permission.
Okay, so I did fully refund you, and it will appear in your account within 3 to 5 business days. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, so I fully refunded you, and that refund will appear in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, and I'm not giving you any permission to take anything else out of my account.
Your account has been canceled, ma'am, and I have that confirmation.
Okay, confirmation number?
OBC for Charlie.
Two six zero zero nine three zero five two.
That's correct.
Okay.
Is there anything else that I may help you with today?
No, that's it.
Okay, and thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Well, let's see if I get my money back. Yeah.